Since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, the mosques in Iraq have played an increasingly important role, providing essentials such as food, medicine, and some security. Shia Muslims, who account for more than half of Iraq's population, have their own ancient system of providing spiritual guidance, and now the Shia leadership is repositioning itself in a post-Saddam era. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from the Shiite holy city of Najaf in central Iraq.
For more than three decades, Iraq's Shia Muslims suffered under Saddam Hussein. Many Shia were jailed, often killed, for something as simple as praying or making pilgrimages. Now the expression of religious beliefs is overwhelming Shia mosques throughout Iraq. At Friday prayers, an overflow crowd begins to chant, "Yes, yes, Hausa." The word can mean a number of things for Iraq's Shia. In its most basic form, Hausa is the central authority and the seat of religious learning for all Shia Muslims, says Karim Jabber, a Hausa specialist.
Hausa represents for Shia, the real, the leader. The Shia people hope that Al-Hausa will save them by making a fair government and give the rise to the peoples.
Jabber says the Hausa is both a circle of scholars passing on the teachings of the Quran, as well as an Islamic university that groups together several madrasas or Islamic schools. Jabber says he studied 10 years under one Islamic teacher while he was in prison for opposing Saddam. Although Hausa can theoretically take place anywhere, its true spiritual home is the central Iraqi city of Najaf. In the center of Najaf is a massive shrine to Imam Ali, a cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad and one of the most revered figures in Shia Islam. For more than 1,100 years, the highest Shia Muslim leaders have issued directives from this base that affects the lives of Shia throughout the region. Their word was sent out to clerics throughout Iraq and most recently passed on to the people trying to cope with Saddam Hussein's regime, says Muhammad Fartusi, a Shiite cleric.
The people of Iraq respect the background of Najaf and Al-Hausa, and they give us the complete trust because we used to give them a lot of help through Saddam's regime.
But it's a new Iraq now, and the Shia leadership is adjusting to its role in a post-Saddam era. Part of that is addressing where the Shia are positioned in the political spectrum. It's a decision that will be made by the Hausa, says Jabber, since there is no separation of church and state in Shia ideology.
And the religious men have divided into two types. One of them is interested only in teaching. They give no attention to the political events. Some, the other side, is interested in both political and teaching. So the Shia ideology is flexible.
Ali Sistani, the Grand Ayatollah in Najaf and one of the most important living figures in Shiism, will not run for political office, nor would most other members of the Hausa. Hassan, a doctor with deep ties to the Hausa in Najaf, who didn't want his last name used, says even if Shia leadership do go into politics, their actions are watched closely by the Hausa.
Their responsibility is the direction and explaining the way and to control from afar, observing the behavior of those people. They put a condition on me. You have to consult us because the responsibility of people is a difficult way. And you have to ask us when you want to decide anything.
It's unclear whether most of Iraq's Shia clerics want an Islamic state as in neighboring Iran. But they do want a government that gives them a voice and protects their rights. And many Shia don't see that happening if the Americans decide on who is running Iraq, says cleric Ali Bashir Hussein.
The faces will be changed, but the matter will be the same as it is before. Our main enemies, or the Muslims, are the main enemies, which they are the Americans and the Jewish, but the American which they are staying in Iraq, we think that he will not get, the Hausa will not be in a good situation because they are here.
And after being kept down for so long, the Hausa doesn't want to forgo the opportunity to offer unhindered guidance to millions of Shia. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Najaf.